Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
And as believers, are we taking it very seriously? After the verses that we have read, can you be able to say it looks like we've been overlooking one of the most serious commissions that the Father has placed upon us? Do business till I come. You know, that very aspect of it. Murut Muraka, let me bring this to you also. The misunderstanding of stewardship is also that people think that they own. The stewardship with regards to the gospel is that the Father has entrusted the good news to us, the good news of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ himself. And the word is saying that. Galatians 2:7 says that. 1 Thessalonians 2:4 says that extensively. Now, the issue with regards to stewardship is that we seem to be evading it to an extent. And if possible, maybe we are looking the other way when it comes to stewardship. We look the other way, and it has been happening ever since. Now, Genesis chapter 3, verse 13. In verse 13, and the Elohim said to the woman, "What is it that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." What is it that you have done? And we evade the question and we play the blame game. Eventually we do that. We play the blame game. When it comes to stewardship, and one of the most hidden things is its authenticity and the seriousness of it. Zechariah chapter 3 verse 7 says, "Thus says the Elohim of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and if you will keep my commands, then you will also judge my house." We are given that charge, and says, "And likewise have charge over my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these who stand here." The Father has given us responsibility to walk here on earth amongst the people, to shine as stars, and says, "Those who lead many to salvation shall shine as stars forever." Luke chapter 19, verse 13, "So he called 10 of his servants, delivered them the 10 minas, and said to them, 'Do business till I come.'" So these are stewards, not owners. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful, and not having excuses as to who did what, then I did not do what. Or who did what, then I did what." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 24, "You were bought at a price. Therefore glorify the Elohim with your body and in your spirit, which belong to Yahuwah." We have a responsibility, a stewardship, even over our bodies, to glorify the Father. We can't run away from this. Muruti Muraka?
Yeah, I love the way you say we can't run away from it, my brother.
Mm.
Because it is not something where we have volunteered.
Mm.
When we became children of God, it gets committed to us by God. It's not something which we say, "Yeah, maybe I will do it." You have to do it because it's been committed to you. Now, in Isaiah chapter 22, from verse 15, this is what we read. "That says Adonai Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Tsevaot, 'Go, proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, 'What have you here? And whom have you here?' that you have hewn a sepulchre here, as he who hews himself a sepulchre on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock. Indeed, you, Devave, will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariot shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office, that is your stewardship, and from your position he will pull you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand, that is your stewardship. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the posterity, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. In that day, says Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Tsevaot, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has spoken. This is a clear picture of the Adamic race as opposed to the race which Yeshua HaMashiach has begun, him being the head. When you opened this question that you asked me, you talked about Eve, the Elohim asking her, what have you done? Even in this one, he's asking this man, what have you here? It is the same thing. He's showing us in a picture way, in a parable way, in a type way, that the Adamic things are not to be accommodated in this fresh stewardship that is in Yeshua HaMashiach. It's thrown out. It's not even accommodated. And that's why if we are in Christ, we should not look to the world to run the things which Yeshua HaMashiach has handed over to us. How do we run a church according to the way the world runs their business? Because what we are doing, we are moving away from Eliakim, we are going back to Shebna, who has been rejected. Now, that is why in the fresh covenant writings, we are hearing now and again, stewardship has to do with faithfulness. You must be faithful. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17, this is what Paul says. For if I practice this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if involuntarily, I have been entrusted with a stewardship. In other words, if I do what Pastor Kabamba was saying, go ye and present the gospel to all nations, I do it as a faithful steward. I am not doing it voluntarily. I am doing it involuntarily. Whether I feel like it or not, a stewardship has been committed to me. And stewardship, you ask the question, do we really realize its seriousness? If we have been, a stewardship has been committed to us, this is honor of the highest order. Why? Because the Creator commits to us his mysteries, things that are so hidden that they don't just get given to anyone. They are given to those that he deems are faithful. And if we choose not to be faithful, then we have failed to understand what stewardship is all about. Listen to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2 and 9. In verse 1, he says, "For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Hamashiach Yeshua, on behalf of you, of the nations, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me on your behalf, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written before, by which when you read, you may perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in different generations was not made known to the sons of human beings, as it has now been revealed in the Holy Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the nations should be joint inheritors of the same body." That we become part of the same body of Hamashiach, the corporate body, and also shareholders of his promise in Christ through the gospel. Through the gospel, we become shareholders in all the promises which were given to Israel. We become shareholders, we who were of the nations, of which I became a servant according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectuating of his ability. To me, who am less of than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should evangelize the nations the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all to see what is the stewardship of the mystery which from the beginning of the eons has been hidden in God, who created all things through Yeshua HaMashiach, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and abilities, authorities in the heavenly places. The presenting of the gospel is not what we are doing. We are looking at the world and we try to bring messages like politicians. Go and look at what's happening in America. They are now running for political office. And you if you sit down and listen, you will hear adults lying and saying preposterous things which are unbelievable. But you see a lot of adults clapping hands and being happy and being even prepared to die for life. Whereas we have the truth, the gospel of Christ, which says you were lost. God himself took it upon himself to come and save you. Turn to him and let him fill you with his nature, that you should have everything in order to live reverently and even in ability. This is the gospel which you are having. And our churches should not be these big businesses that we have, where one man is the CEO, he's running that, or he's the president, or whatever we call it, in our way, in our Christianese language, we call it a pastor. There is nothing like that in the Word of God. What is in the Word of God is that there is one shepherd. The chief shepherd is Yeshua HaMashiach. All other shepherds should work together according to the giftings that they have been given, which themselves are stewardship. That the one who is a shepherd is not a senior pastor. is the one who is afforded to do the stewardship of shepherding. The one who does the stewardship of evangelization should do that. They should work as a group. It is what we find in Acts. Once we depart from that mystery of the stewardship and run these things which we are running, that's why we will compete in terms of the suits we are wearing, in terms of the belts we are wearing, in terms of the shoes we are wearing, in terms of the wives we are amassed to ourselves, in terms of you name it, all those things. There's nothing to do with Christ there. Whereas the gospel is that God has come out to get the very poor people to realize they are suffering because of sin. And if they turn to him, they will receive the riches of the coming eon. And now, if you have received those riches of the coming eon, even if you suffer in this world, your whole attitude, your whole shrewdness is different. You are prepared to suffer even unto death because you know you are no more poor. It may look like you are poor according to the evaluations, assessment of this eon of the world. But because you have Christ in you, you know you are rich and the story is not finished. He's coming back, and when he comes back, those who have shifted from the stewardship of Adam into the stewardship of Amashiach will reign together with him, will judge together with him.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. 0826572729. Tanya, you are sending, what do they call this? You are sending links. And these links are taking us to Facebook. How about you tell us what is going on with regards to your response? That's 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let's listen to Wayne. Yes, Wayne. I can't hear a thing you say, Wayne. Nothing. Let me stop it there. Maybe there's something wrong. Maybe there's something I'm not doing right here. Wayne, let's hear.
Yes. I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
Amen.
I just want to go to the book of Amos.
Yes.
And in my Bible, there's a content before a chapter or before a book begins. I just want to read on that content in the book of Amos. It says, Amos was not someone normally considered prophet material. He was a shepherd and a sycamore fig farmer, not an educated priest or a religious servant, but Amos was faithful to his calling and he delivered Yah's message to the people. Amos was a contemporary of the prophets, Hosea, Isaiah, Micah. Like Hosea, he directed his message mainly to the northern kingdom of Israel, although he himself was from the southern kingdom of Judah. Amos begins his prophecy by pronouncing judgment upon the surrounding nations. Then the prophecy focuses on Israel itself. Amos denounces the injustice, corruption, greed, and false worship that were running rampant in Israel. Amos' prophecies continues with a series of visions, and the book ends with the expressed hope that Israel will heed these warnings. Now, what I have read here is what is happening. When I look around us, when I listen to the topic about stewardship, we tend to have a problem. Tina Singabantu. Because we don't have titles, because we don't look a certain way, or because we don't have churches or buildings or tents, we seem to relax and forget about the calling, that we also need to be faithful to that calling. We tend to overlook that which the Father has given us. We tend to overlook the power of the Holy Spirit that is within us. We tend to see, I say, ignore lento leyo. Sifuna ukuze sifuna umuntu aze abe netende or aze abe ne building, so that umuntu and baba our Father has raised us. He has when we have believed, when we have received the Holy Spirit, we have received the Holy Spirit so that we can convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. And we need to continue believing that and be faithful, just as Amos was faithful to his calling. We need to rebuke our neighbors. We need to exhort our neighbors. We need to encourage our neighbors. We need to give to our neighbors. We need to love our neighbors. I think that is the duty of stewardship. And we see here Amos was faithful. He never looked at anyone, Guti, I have to report Kala to somebody before I go and do that which I've been called to do. We need also to understand that once the Father has given us a mandate, once the Father has given us the word, we need to go and share the word of the Father and give and encourage and exhort one another. Thank you so much. Shalom.
Shalom Wayne, thank you very much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. This the matter of our stewardship. Do we really understand stewardship the way the word is placing it?
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on the mat. And of course, we are touching base on the issue of stewardship. Cobbs says, "Wat apraktige salvingsdiens verhard by woorden waarheid." Yeah. All right. Thank you, Cobbs. And Tanya, like I said, please convert your messages so that I can be able to read them. I can't go to Facebook. Just convert your messages. Let's see what you say. 012-334-1322. You can also talk to us directly there and tell us how you feel about this, the very notion and aspect of stewardship. Do you understand it the way we should, even these days? Murit Muraka, let me bring this to you. Oh, just before that, Wayne quotes Ezekiel 2 verses 7, "You must give them my messages whether they listen or not." Whether they listen or not, you must give them my messages. Ezekiel 2:7. Wayne there. Thank you so much, Wayne. All right, stewardship. One of the things we need to know is that this is one regard where we will have to own up. We will have to own up. Proverbs 9 verses 12 says, Job chapter 19 verses 4 says, "And if indeed I have erred, my error remains with me." Stewardship points out that should we do mistakes or should we err, that error remains with us. Let's take your calls. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Yebo.
Yebo Bhuti.
Ngani?
Siyaphila, kunjani kodwa?
Ngiyaphila, uJohanisa kuroma.
Hey, Johannes, welcome.
Yeah, kuthi ke mina ngifuye siyeke lapha ngokuvuka. Trash.
Yeah.
Ives 11 to 12.
Mm.
Ikhefa kumara nikhubela emasinagogeni nakubabusi nakuza iziphathimandla.
Mm.
Ngakhathazeki ngokuthi niza kuphendula kanjani.
Mm.
Nangokuthi, nangokuthini. Nokuba niyakukhulumani.
Mm.
Ngokuba umoya ongcwele uyakunifundisa ngasifanele sasikhathi okufanele ningikhulume.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is according to myself, but umoya ongcwele achieve.
Mm.
Yeah, kunjalo baba, into wena zefukuhle.
Mm. Yeah, inkosi sisize man, inkosi sisize. We must be responsible. We must be responsible. Mm. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Manje lovesi yami uyitholile leyo.
No, ngizoloku ngiyibheka. Konje ngikhumbuze ngiphethe iBhayibheli elisha, izolo lele ngibhale kulo elakudala ngilishiyile. Ngikhumbuze ngibheke. Konje thini? Ngibuza wena, yeah.
Yeah, ngithe don't make me poor. Don't make me richer.
Oh, don't make me poor so that I may blaspheme at you. Don't make me rich so that I may scoff at your commands, ne?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I think it's the prayer of David. I will check it. Sizwe ikhulume ya. Ngizothi bangisiza abafundisi. Siyabonga.
Okay.
Awuzeke. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
All right. If indeed I have erred, my error remains with me. When it comes to stewardship and we start to move in error, that error remains with us. Accountability looms heavily over us and with negative effects. We need to be careful. Now, in Proverbs 9 to support that. In Proverbs 9, because someone would say, no, Job was talking about, okay, chap. In Proverbs 9, verses 12, it says, if you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you will bear it alone. Stewardship has serious direct consequences. If we negate it and we don't do stewardship according to the word of the Father and the responsibilities that we are supposed to put out here on earth as the church, we will bear the judgment. Muruti? Muruti Mrak?
Yes, sir. The thing is, like earlier on one said, stewardship is committed to us by the Father himself, by Yeshua HaMashiach, by the Spirit of God. It's not something which we choose. Therefore, we should be very deferential concerning it, that we carry it out carefully and submittingly. Should we find that we have failed in one aspect, what it means is that it's sin. And therefore, we must change our thinking concerning that. We must not take it, you know what, I just made a small mistake. No, it's serious. Adam was kicked out of the Garden of Eden for failing to be a faithful steward. Why? Because you don't get stewardship from any other one except Elohim himself. And I want to go to Colossians chapter 25 just to establish that point, starting from verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a servant according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me towards you to fulfill the word of God. Our stewardship is towards fulfilling the word of God. And the most serious thing about the word of God is that every one of us fulfills the word of God. The devil fulfills the word of God. We fulfill the word of God. The difference is, on which side am I fulfilling the word of God? The devil is fulfilling the word of God, which says, if you are his enemy, he will destroy you. So, if in my stewardship, I act like the devil, who also was derelict in his stewardship, I will have the same punishment. That's why it's important, if I'm in Christ, I should be quick to keep my account with the one who has put me in that stewardship. The last part which I want to read is in Luke chapter 12, starting with verse 41. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you accept this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and prudent steward whom his Lord will ordain over his household to give them their portion of food in season? Happy is that slave whom his Lord will find so doing when he comes. Very important that we realize, number one, if we are stewards, we are subordinates, we are slaves actually, not volunteers. And we need to be careful how we carry out our duties, because the Lord will come and we will have to give account. You shared, and I think Pastor Kabamba also shared about those who were given talents. And we see it. When the Lord comes back, there are two types of judgment. The ones who have been faithful are rewarded. Those who have not been faithful are actually judged harshly.
I hear you. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Stewardship. What is stewardship even all about? Stewardship. And what is stewardship even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. And today, would we say we understand stewardship in the proper of ways? 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit. And of course, we are touching base for the aspect of... this is very important, the issue of stewardship, accountability. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Pindi, thank you so much. Says Pastor Ray, the verse for not make poor or rich is Proverbs 30, verses 7 to 9. Oh, okay. There you go, Pindi. Pindi has said, and that verse is for not making poor or rich is Proverbs 30, verses 7 to 9. I don't know if there's a verse that David is saying in the book of Psalms. I have to check. But thank you so much, Pindi. Proverbs 30, verse 7 to 9. Thank you very much. All right, we're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Stewardship, what it is and what it should not be. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each one received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold of the grace of the Elohim. We should be good stewards of the manifold of the grace of the Elohim. In other words, we should minister to one another. And it doesn't seem to be the case these days, Professor. People are ministering to themselves. What's your take?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. As you just said, actually, I was reading the same verse as before you even caught it. Peter 4:10. If you start from 9, it says, be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of the Father. Now, here you see that nowadays, people become so individualism. They're playing on the individualism instead of playing on the stand of being, working together and making us being one body so that the Lord may take glory into it. It's about me and me and me alone. It's like you need to want to prove a point that you can do it yourself, or you want to do the point that you are better than the rest. while we need to come to that place of understanding that we've been called to be there to watch for one another, there to work with one another, support one another. It's very important. Because this responsibility that God has given unto us, is for him, when he comes, he will come for a church that without spot, without wrinkles, it will be a church that will be perfect. And that church is not made up of one individual. It's made up of many members. And today, you see, as I love one thing that makes us in a way to not be responsible or being aware of what is going on. If I'm going to take two scriptures, just quoting them quickly.
Yes.
When you look in the book of Ephesians 4, verse 14, the Bible is talking about that whatsoever that the fivefold ministries must do is for them to teach the people so that they may be able to not be tossed by what? By the waves or being blown by the wind of doctrine, so that they may keep up and stand, not being manipulated by any cunning ways of, any cunning ways, anything that can put them out of, dictate. Now, when that comes, you see, it's talking about children. There's a word children here. And when you go to, 1 John 2:18, there again, the Bible is using the word children. But in these two instances, the first one, children, is talking about immaturity. While the second one that I'm mentioning here, children, is talking about maturity. Because it's saying, as a child, you are thinking like a child. Then, in that regard, they can take advantage of you. But on the other end, you are a child of God who is not just an infant, but you are in that regard, you've come to know the truth. And when the truth comes to you, it has come to you in such a way that it does not make you bigger than the rest, but makes you work together with the rest, because the truth has been given to you. But what we see today is there is a kind of a competition that is going on that shows how we are not responsible. I find it, abnormal for someone who claims to be sent by the Father, prophesying or preaching on his behalf, but at the end of the day, when he's criticized or maybe when he's challenged, he stands by trying to prove a point in terms of him as a person or her as a person, saying, don't play with me, or don't you know who I am? Don't, you know, it's like as if it becomes your own thing, not the Father being represented in that regard. Because if the Father is represented, you will allow the Father to stand for himself while you continue to do the work. I love one of the things that you said, that we don't have a choice, we don't have a say. When you've been called in this thing, you do what the Father has asked you to do, because at the end of the day, he will ask you for an account. Now, we need to come to that place of understanding that we are not alone. I like this word Ubuntu, but we have kind of destroyed that word. Because the word Ubuntu it was so powerful when people could understand that I'm not here, I'm not a man without the rest. I'm not a human being without the rest. That means if I exist, my neighbor also exists. If I exist, that means my neighbor also has something to do, as far as also myself, I've got something to do. Then we have destroyed that in such a way that today it's no longer the Ubuntu thing that is working, but today is about what I can do so that I may shine by myself. Now, I'll end by saying this. You know, when we play, it's like in a soccer team. In a soccer team, we have different players with different talent who can play. They can do whatever they can do. But without having a coach who can coach them properly, what will happen is they will try to shine by themselves individually, but they will end up by losing the game. But if they work together, because the coach have told them how to apply their skills, work together, you are a team, play together so they may win. If they understand that, when they will play and win, what will happen is somehow, somewhere, they will mention the name of the team. They will applaud, people will applaud that, team so-and-so has win. They won't say that it was so-and-so who won them in the game. They'll say the team has won because it was a collective effort. And I believe that's very important. And sometimes it's even so amazing to see that, people will applaud the team. They will even, at a certain extent, forget about the coach. It's like the coach did not do much.
But when the team does not win, the coach is in trouble. You say, you did not do the right thing. Why did you put that one on number nine while it's supposed to be out? You know, it's a collective work. And I believe this that we are called to that thing, to be in that place where we understand that we are steward also to one another. We are watching one another. We are standing, supporting one another, so that at the end of the day, all of us, we can give glory to the Father.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, let's hear Wayne. What do you say?
Greetings once more. Greetings in the name of Yahushua Mashiach. Something just came into my mind where the word says, I'm not sure in Ezekiel or Jeremiah, it says, if we warned people, then our hands will be clean. But if we do not warn them, we'll have blood on our hands. So let us be careful and be faithful stewardships and be steward of the word. And we have to understand that we have been given that which we should warn people. We should warn people of the wrath that is to come. We should, otherwise there are consequences, just like Saul, who was not faithful to his calling, and then it led to destruction. Obviously, he was kicked out of kingship, probably to death. We must be very careful, because yes, there's so much to lose when we are not in a rightful position. We need to always seek the Father's knowledge, the Father's direction through the Ruach HaKodesh. Bless you so much. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you so much. And of course, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. The very aspect of stewardship these days.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
All right. And as we wrap up, let me give you each 2 minutes. Let me start with you, Mruti Mraka. When we look into stewardship, we see the charge also in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. It says, O Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idling babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. Guard what was committed to your trust. And guarding what is committed to our trust is when we do that which the Father wants us to do, and doing it the way the Father wants us to do it. Mruti Mraka?
Indeed, my brother. it's what I believe throughout the evening we have been stressing all of us that it comes from the Father. He's the one who gives this stewardship. And our attitude towards it should be an attitude of prudence, that we don't mishandle it, because it is very important. Mm. It is the gist of the whole gospel. And in Ephesians, the same Paul who wrote to Timothy also writes that from verse 7, he says, talking about Christ, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of lapses according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed or prepositioned in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the season, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the preposition of him who effectuates all things according to the design of his will. Stewardship is handling things which are according to God's plan, according to his will, what he wanted and what he wants. So we can't afford to just be laissez-faire about those things. We must be serious about it. We must realize it's not like anything in the world. We are having the riches of heaven, the glorious riches of heaven, which we must present to our neighbors in a way that will give credit to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
I hear you quite well. And Pastor Sam, let me pass this also to you. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, that good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Stewardship, we also need to listen to the Holy Spirit each and every time as to how to do and commit our works each and every time. We don't do this willy-nilly on our own. We depend on the Spirit of the Most High. What say you, sir?
Yeah, definitely. That is very, very important to consider, because the one who has paid the price, he really care about, the people that he has paid the price for. You know, you cannot just, I've been given the responsibility and then you just misuse that by maybe taking the scriptures we know in the Bible, one of the servants start ill-treating or maltreating other people, so that it's going to just go without, being noticed. You know, it's like what you see today, being men of God, being pastors or whatever, we have a tendency of becoming the owners of the work instead of being the steward of the work. That means be in charge. When you are a caretaker, you just play the role of the caretaker. You are not the owner, meaning that you have to give an account to the one who has called you. And for you to lead properly, you need to have the mind of the owner. That means the mind of the owner must be the drive behind whatever you do. And as you do, if the owner is not a harsh person, if he's not, a hard person, you cannot become hard on the people. You need to follow his heart, because he's the one who has put you there. And at the end of the day, when he shows up, he will act with his softness, and the people will say, gee, how come you, the owner, you're acting differently than the caretaker? It won't be fine. And then it is really an important, a task to really consider, because at any given time, one day I said to someone, the same way the Bible says in the book of Acts 20, verse 18, says, therefore take heed to yourselves and to hold the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, of the Father, which he has purchased with his own blood.
You know, it says you've been appointed. And I said, when one has been appointed, meaning you can also be fired. Because if you've been appointed, if you've given a responsibility, I mean, that can be taken away from you as well. Because some people, you know, when they have a responsibility in a way, they think that they are now the owner of the thing, and nobody can tell them what. And they don't realize that at any given time, yes, you can still be claiming that you are in control while you have already been disqualified without you knowing. And I thank us, I thank God, because at the end of the day, He has given us the Holy Spirit, so you may be all the time in a consultation with the Holy Spirit. He may tell us exactly what to do, because we do not know, even the people that you are leading or the people that you're working with, we don't know them well as the Holy Spirit knows them. Then if you can check with Him, it will be a good thing and it will be a very good exercise.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And of course, next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue of duties of the church to the communities and the nation. So this is continuing. Duties of the church to the communities and the nation. What these duties are all about. Are we doing these duties? What the word says our duties are, we will be looking into that. That is happening next week. Thank you so much, Muruti Mraka. Pass my regards at home, sir.
I will do so, and even to the youngest member of the family who came on today, our third grandchild.
Third grandchild. Hey, Vanna.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, ne. White. Yeah,
but God is good.
Third grandchild.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and do the same at home.
Yes, sir.
Prof. Kabamba is
there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Pastor Sam, thank you very much. And pass our regards at home, sir.
Yes, sir, I'll do exactly that. Thank you very much for the time that we've spent together. And Muruti Muraka, please greet the family and that third grandchild.
Hey.
Tell him or her that we are very pleased to have him in this world.
Mm.
And we thank God for the time we spent together. Muruti Re, greet the family as well. Thank you very much.
We'll do so. Thank you very much. And a great evening to both of you. Good night. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the messages. The messages that I could not convert. Tanya, I'm sorry about that. Could not convert those messages. Thank you so much for those that sent messages. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. And to the King above all else, we give Him glory, majesty, and honor. It is Him by His Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank Him that by His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ Himself, He continues to show us that He is our salvation. Thank you very much for listening through. And until we talk again, tomorrow I'm back again between 6 and 8. Thank you very much. And keep it locked on. And we talk again tomorrow. From me, Tuda Rabah, I'm leaving you in the hands of Mfundisi Mabunda is taking you through.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.